Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 212 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time here, let me give you some insight, okay? 8-Bit Geek is like seeing a childhood friend who's moved away. You know, sure, you still talk because of social media and stuff, but he's just not there. And then he comes off the plane and you both embrace, and it just feels so good to be around friends. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who are just the best. Love waking up in the morning and shooting a text over to them. They make this show, you know, what it is today, and I'm just so happy they're a part of it.
Wait, what? There's no downside to this? I'm Kevin. Like,
hold on, I'm reading your notes.
I'm calling it ahead before he can change it.
Yeah, and I'm Doug. But hold on real quick. I like never read what you write for these, and just this one time, it's just like I see something about blood, and so I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, this is too cheery. Let me go back, and it says no one pokes you on social media, and then you end up killing yourself, letting the blood run down your face while looking in the mirror. I hate my life. What the fuck, Jer?
Well, that's a
good
turn.
Do we need to call like someone like a welfare check?
Keep reading.
Well. I'm glad I got my name in there.
Are two men who never read this shit and never will, because I put in all the effort and they are shit. But that still feels like something that feels like something you would write.
Yeah, well, I listen, man. What do you guys say? I zagged when I should have zigged or something like that.
Yeah. You fucking zagged on me. Good.
I'm glad I God said damn, my name before you got dark.
It's a good zag. Hey, you know what? The MacroWars would be proud of that zag that you just did for us.
Hey, yeah, I wrote two intros. I was like, these guys are. Why they will watch? They will never fucking read this before I start the show.
Okay, fucking. All right, double hand wave here, motherfucker. You're always like, hey, don't read the notes in advance. I want you guys to be surprised.
No, that's
literally the, said that.
That's misconnections most of the time.
Oh, now we're getting into the semantics here. Okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't misconnections today. Today it was don't read it because I don't want you to see how much.
No,
Beauty
no,
and the Beast
that
made.
Was IMDb.
Right.
I just said IMDb. Don't read the IMDb.
All right, we need to get more specific next time.
Listen, can we just give some good compliments and not break it down?
Yeah, whatever, you beautiful motherfucker.
The words you said were like really aggressive, but they were nice. So I don't really know how to take it.
Oh, you have before.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
What? I'm sorry.
What's again?
Hi, welcome to the show, everyone.
I can tell
I can't
this
wait
is going to be a great show.
You, Doug?
Super pumped. Cannot wait.
There's been a room switch at the last minute.
I hope not. Because I still need you to prepay. So I mean, you could go sleep wherever you want as long as you prepay for our room first.
Yeah, we'll call it prepaid.
I mean, that's what it's called.
I don't know.
I don't know what else you would call it. When you pay
well,
for
Doug's
a
called
room.
A couple different things. Check out Urban Dictionary. Look up prepay.
Is that on Urban? I'm pretty sure it's going to have the regular dictionary term.
Oh, that's going to be funny because there's going to be like a few of our fans that actually are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Let me go to this Urban Dictionary.
No, go look it up real quick.
Someone let us know. I'm actually really Ants. I'm looking at you. Go look it up.
Yeah, she's our Googler. Our Googler. All right. So if you like what you're hearing. If you like our banter, if you like our friendship, come be friends with us. Subscribe to us on Audioboom, who provides all of our bandwidth that you, you know, that way you can get our show. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else that you would get a podcast. You can, of course, follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek.
At the what?
Oh, what?
At the where?
The where?
The 8-Bit Geek.
Prepaid jam.
Okay, hold on. While you're stuck on this word, Ant says prepaid prostitute, hooker, hoe, slut, provider is a girl who received prepayment for sexual favors, according to the Bible. I mean, the Urban Dictionary says Ant. So there you go.
In a sentence, it says you cannot make that girl your wife because she is a prepay.
Damn, you just called Doug a prepaid.
What?
Well, I mean, am I wrong?
Not really.
Hey, look at them luscious lips.
Look at that. Look at those cheeks you just want to grab onto.
Wait, which cheeks?
Exactly. So you can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, Twitch every Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, we just want to give a big shout-out to where we're at as well. If you want to interact with us and chat, you can do it on Discord. The information's on the website. It's really easy. We have it in a big banner. Download it, and you can text us all day long. Somebody's there knocking on the door. If we're not there, somebody else will be there, and you can make new friends with the fans out there in the world.
Yeah, this week we just launched some they have the voice channels, so you guys can play video games together, and you guys can talk to each other that way. They also have like text channels, so it's like a chat room. And we just set some up for some of our other shows, so you can go in and talk about Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives. You can obviously talk about this show and 8-Bit Saga. And we haven't done it for like the girls show because who fucking cares? But
damn.
So I will. Savage. I think we will need those antidepressant pills.
I'm just kidding. Hey, you know what though? There, I mean, ain't no one talking about Garbage Day, so it's all fair.
Ooh.
Hey, I brought back. Speaking of Garbage Day, look at the cup I brought back.
That's a plain white cup.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's nothing special about that cup.
Well, if you. Yeah, you're right.
It was the wrong cup and he didn't know until now.
Yeah, he's like, no, there's clearly a picture on this. Oh fuck,
never mind.
Let's
oh,
see.
Shit, Rain's here. Sorry, Rain.
Ooh.
Well, ooh. This just got awkward.
Well, let's on that note, I'm gonna pimp the other shows now. We have 8-Bit Legends, we have Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, 8-Bit Saga, and Garbage Day, newly minted on Garbage Day, just made it to Google Play and Spotify.
Yay.
Congratulations. Finally, we'll see an uptick in your numbers.
Wow. Doug is full of spite tonight.
I thought maybe he'd be a little bit nicer after my intro.
No, that's one. That was a fool's errand. Two, like, I don't know what it is, but there's just something about shitting on the new shows. So it's like a lot of fun.
Does anybody want to start a new show?
Yeah, so whoever's next, I'm sure little Stevie would greatly appreciate it. Otherwise, he might take his life soon. Ooh. So I feel like we need a new show.
That's messed up.
Preferably is not called Garbage Day.
Little Stevie, it gets better, man. It gets better.
After he shoots fucking Doug.
Yeah. Either he's gonna kill himself or he's gonna go on a rampage, so...
He's going to come to the con and find us. Take us all out.
Ooh.
Doesn't he work with you?
Yeah, that's what I'm scared of.
It's not going to be that hard to find you, at least.
No, he ain't taking me out, because...
You better start buying him Snicker bars now.
I'm his breadwinner.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. So we'll be at Dallas Comic Con this weekend. we'll be covering all of that. It's March 31st through April 2nd. We want to advertise that real quick, because... Well, we have to, but we're going to be there and we're going to cover it as press, and we're going to bring you all the latest cool news and stuff that's coming out of the showroom floor. We'll have daily recaps and we'll have cosplay photos to post on the website every single day, and some big news coming out of Dallas Comic Con as well. Sorry, I should be calling it Fan Expo. DC is going to be live streaming from the event. Mm-hmm. Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo.
Nice.
There's going to be a huge announcement, and this is going to be pretty big because Jim Lee is also going to be there, and mm-hmm. all the big DC comic brass. And so we're going to be there at the live stream, and obviously it's probably Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo coming back together for another comic book, right?
That'd be my guess. I mean, I think they're both doing other titles right now, but that doesn't mean they won't come back and do another one probably later in the year or early next year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or maybe they're going to write DC movies. Hey, they won't be so bad.
These guys are writing the new Batman movie.
Yeah, and then Greg Capullo is like, well, do you want me to write in pictures? What do you want me to draw? He's like,
I don't know what
there.
You want me to do.
He's like sitting there as Scott Snyder's like typing away. He's like, hey, Do you want me to pencil? No, going too fast. Okay, I'll just
storyboard it. You get to be in like the director of art. Ooh, direction or whatever the fuck that job title is.
Yeah, he could storyboard everything. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Done deal. Except for it's all super detailed and he spends way too much time on one panel.
That's very true.
Dude, it's been 3 days.
Yeah, I have to assume that they're coming out with a new title. Especially, I mean, Geoff Johns isn't, as far as I know, isn't going to be there. It'd be fucking awesome if he just showed up. If it had anything to do with like the movies or TV universe or anything like that, he'd be there. But Jim Lee is still in control of the print side. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But yeah, it'll probably be a print, another title.
All right. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. Let's get into some misconnections where we're going to take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist, read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Now, Kev, did you hear the intro earlier?
No.
At the beginning of the show? Because you were like, I can hear. You looked like you were like, I can hear it. So you didn't hear any. Okay. All right. I was just making sure.
Sorry, Jer. Sorry to let you down. Skype has let us all down.
Yeah, though. Fucking Skype. Anyways, you know the person who doesn't let us down?
Napa Auto Parts. Find them at Napa Auto Parts.
Yeah, we got a lot of ads for that lately, and also for another show. So,
ooh.
Really?
Another show not on our network, yeah.
What fucking what? Show? Who's been advertising over us?
Kevin Smith.
So, I don't know, some of their podcasts, some law podcast.
How do we get on? You know what I never asked Audio Boom is how much it would cost for us to fucking run our own ads on other networks.
Well, good news. You can always send them an email.
I'm gonna send my rep an email. What the fuck?
Yeah. Like, wait. How much does it cost for us? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, okay. I never thought about that. Like, I'm glad you brought that up, though.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Someone else running ads on our shows.
Our ads on other shows. Just stop listening to these guys right now. Listen to us at 8-Bit Geek.
That's actually pretty good, Kev. We might run with that.
Awesome. Yeah. I hope you recorded that.
First take.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to whatever podcast you're listening to. Stop playing. Stop it now. Like, wait, don't stop it now. Go listen to our podcast, the 8-Bit Geek, and stop this one and go listen to that one. Now.
I mean, unless you want to continue listening to shit that sucks. Then continue to listen to this one.
Things we can't say. I'm pretty sure there's probably guidelines.
Oh, yeah, I guess you can't swear. Oh, no, they'll beep it out. We just beep it out. Beep. That'd be fine. We can swear all we want at that point. All right, where's our boy?
Let me see. Let me see if I can find him. He's probably around here somewhere. What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up,
yo,
man?
Yo, what up, Sean?
The huge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. How you doing, man? How you enjoyed that couch? You get a good sleep on that couch this weekend?
I wasn't here this weekend. I'm here tonight, but I wasn't here this weekend. It's all right.
When are you going to get a bed?
I don't know. I mean, I don't live here, so it's a fold-out couch, so it technically is a bed.
Okay. Is it comfy?
It's all right.
Can it house more than one person?
Yeah.
Can there be a misconnection in Doug's house?
He probably wouldn't enjoy it, but sure, why not? Are you hinting at something, Kev, my dear?
Well, I will be there in May.
Oh, we're going to fuck. So anyways, my misconnection...
Wow, that's a good turn.
Well, my misconnection is that my favorite place to pick up women is Six Flags. This is to the girl wearing flip-flops. Six Flags. I saw you hanging out with friends by the front gate around the funnel cake place. You are wearing a gray shirt and wearing black flip-flops. And wow, you have amazing feet.
Oh, no, not again.
They look so tired from walking through the park. I would have totally given you the best foot massage you have ever had. You had black or brown hair, and you were thin slash medium body type. You are so amazing, gorgeous. Hope I can hear from you again. Bye for now. Yours truly, Sean Pinnage.
Amazing, gorgeous?
Well, you are amazing, gorgeous.
Okay.
Maybe right. You are amazing, gorgeous.
Oh, okay. So you were calling her gorgeous. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, and I was saying she's amazing, I think, or I could just be an idiot, and it could have been supposed to be like amazingly gorgeous. You are amazingly gorgeous. I don't know.
There's a lot to piece here. Yeah, okay.
Well, is it whatever?
You were also at a mall as well, right?
What?
You? All right, Sean.
I was at Six Flags.
Yeah, but you also went to the mall.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah, that's right. So followed the girl across the street to the mall. At least I think it was the same one. I'm not sure. Northridge Mall, girl. Sorry. Let's try that one again. Northridge Mall, girl. In parentheses, wore black flip-flops.
Oh, more flip-flops, huh?
Yeah. Okay, just hold on a hot second.
What happened?
I was looking to see how similar this one was to the other. Saw you at the Northridge Mall. You looked about 19 or 20. I could be wrong by age.
Oh,
so
no.
Gorgeous you were. You wore black flip-flops. I wanted to say hi, but was too shy to approach you and was afraid of rejection.
Aw, you, Sean?
You... Yeah, I know. You'd be surprised. It happens a lot. Oh. You had the most prettiest feet. I mean, obviously it happens a lot. I'm on here every fucking week.
I thought you were just throwing the pole out there and seeing what you get.
You do that. You just toss the line as many times as you can. And, you know, every once in a while you get a nibble, but obviously not a lot. You had the most prettiest feet. I still would give you a foot massage and would love to smell your feet after walking in those flip-flops. Yep. I would love to come up to you and ask you if I could smell your feet. Because once again, I followed you around Six Flags and I followed you over to the mall.
Well, then you know where those feet have been.
And I know how ripe they are.
Oh.
Yep. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
Sean the Foot Pennis.
Yep.
Sean the Footman Pennis.
Okay. So I'm going to need a little bit of help here. Hold on one sec.
This is a short one.
It's a very short one, but I'm pretty sure we can stretch it out. In 3, 2, 1. Hey, Perry.
Is that you, Perry?
Hey, Perry, what's going on?
Oh, not much, Perry.
Oh, or just eating the. Or just slurping the butter.
That's so exciting. I've been hungry ever since we left that hometown buffet earlier.
Yeah, the one in sand butter. Butter?
Let's see what you did there. Yeah. Sand butter, Vito.
Our bodies are average.
The average size of a dump truck.
Well. We're definitely 30.
Right.
30 what?
Tons.
Well, hold on.
Okay, after that butter's down, all I can say is wow.
Wow, indeed.
Wow. We both said wow at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You had on like a... What color was your shirt, Perry?
I believe it was white.
Yeah. I thought it was yellow, like butter. You were with a friend. I was also with a friend whose name's Perry.
I was with my friend. His name's Perry.
Oh, well, that's funny, because my name's Terry. And your name's Perry.
That's right, we were together.
I love our jokes. Anyway, I was in the maroon shirt. I wish I would have said something, but my mouth was full of butter. Oh, we see this. Anyway, it was nice to talk to you, Perry.
I'm always so good to see you, Terry.
Okay. Until next time.
Tomorrow. back at the hometown buffet. And yeah. Sam Butterfield. Nope. Sam Butterbino.
Sam Butterbino. Signed, the Butter Brothers.
The Butter Brothers.
My mouth dried up during that, and I think my vagina did too.
Oh.
Oh man. Okay, no. So did we lose cable car in that one as well?
Oh no.
Yeah, this room emptied out.
It's the Butter Brothers. How can it ever empty out? All right, Kev, you're up, man.
Man, how do y'all get motion sickness when you just sit in place? I'll tell you that. Them Butter Brothers is something else. What up, y'all?
Oh, hey.
Oh, man, he's back. Well, we're going to get through this so we can get out of here. This one I found this week. I went back to my old stomping grounds. This one's at the Walmart. Boomer Sooner. I don't know if that's like some Oklahoma thing or something. Male for Women, Foothill Ranch. Really, another foot? Come on now.
Definitely a theme I'm sensing.
My I didn't age even this connect week that one. That was a good one.
It's a svelte 50. Rainy day snuggles.
Oh, you like those too?
That's just one to describe the weather. Why do we always forget our bags? Good Lord, you were delightful looking. I walked up and down the registers and they were all full. You had a mountain load of stuff that you were getting, but well worth the wait. Something about you made me feel like crawling under the covers and hold on to that ass of yours while making out. I was lucky to have the basket in front of me to cover the nice sized chub I was getting while admiring you. The Viagra was kicking in. Thank you for the beautiful smile and the flick of the hair. The flick of the flick of the hair, flick of the hair.
Flick of the wrist.
Yours truly, baby. Always and forever, Velvet Jones. There's something in bold over here. Oh, yeah. Conversations.
All right, let's talk a little bit of top box office, which Beauty and the Beast essentially took out a sword and stabbed the heart of every other film right in the chest. Just holy fuck. It made $90.4 million in its second week, bringing it up to $319 million total in 2 weeks. Disney
that is expected
printing. I did not expect it to do $90 million in its second week, especially with movies like Power Rangers and Life opening up, which had pretty big stars in them. Well, not in Power Rangers, all newcomers. Well, no, they had a couple stars in that.
Yeah, Brian Cranston and
Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, Elizabeth Banks. So, so I did not expect those kind of numbers, but holy fuck. I saw this weekend. I took the family. And
cool. Wait, which one did you see? Both?
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, okay.
I tried to make it to Power Rangers as well, but it just didn't happen. But I got to say, Beauty and the Beast was... Well, yeah, what's up?
You know what we can do on Friday before we go to the convention?
You go see Power Rangers?
We go see Power Rangers.
Done.
Well, you know what comes out Friday?
No.
Well, what? You guys probably aren't interested, but Ghost in the Shell. Yeah, I thought so. Well, Power Rangers.
Power Rangers it is.
Yeah.
Get ready. Strap in. It's 2.5 hours.
Guess we'll have to do a breakfast.
Well, I mean, okay. Well, the con doesn't start till like 4. We don't really have to be there till like 2. Okay. That's enough time.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's enough time.
I mean, probably have to be there until, I don't know, really like 3, because I guess we could probably get in a little bit early, but.
I went and saw Beauty and the Beast, and, I mean, well, being cheesy, it was really beautiful.
Nice. I would expect it.
It was a really fantastic film, and I know everyone's dying to hear this. I did tear up at the end. It was really heartwarming, and you knew it was coming anyways, but like, fuck, there's some heart-wrenching moments at the end, especially with the fucking teacups. Oh my god, the tea made my heart sink, and I won't give anything away, but fuck me, man, it was so sad. There's this like a part of nostalgia, and then like this like powerful Disney magic, everything coming together at the end just really was like, oh, my chest was heavy, and there's a fucking tear welling out. It was good shit.
Good.
Everybody should go see that movie and give it a chance. Even if you don't like Disney princess movies, this is a good fucking movie.
I loved Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast was awesome. So I still want to go see it. I just don't want to deal with all the crowds.
I was very wowed by the animation of the Beast. Like, it's scary good. It's scary fucking good that you go in. There's a couple parts where you're like, okay, I can tell. Like, you kind of chimped a little bit on the budget there. But for the most part, you believe that somebody could be in a fucking suit. Like, the animation was so tight. It was really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good deal.
So go see it.
And then, I saw Power Rangers.
Yeah, that made $40 million at the box office, which not a bad.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, still pretty good, but probably not the numbers they wanted. But well,
that's what you get for going up against Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously.
And Kev, what did you think of Power Rangers?
I liked it. Surprisingly, I'm a big fan of the first gen Power Rangers. It's pretty much the only one I really, really watched and got into. So like the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers before they went like Turbo and Neo and Zeo and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed the film. The one problem I had with it, and since we found out now they're going to make like 5 other sequels to it, is that there was the pacing of the movie was so slow because they told everyone's backstory for the most part. So they didn't even really... I mean, you didn't really even see Power Rangers until like the end of the film. So a lot of it's a buildup. It's a really long buildup to get into the story or to get into the action. But it's good to know because, you know, obviously the television show, they never really go into backstories. You just know little tidbits about them, even though you've seen a whole season of stuff. So it's nice to see like kind of everyone's upbringing and everything. I thought it was great. I liked the new actors. I thought they did a fantastic job.
And they're breaking new ground because it's the first superhero that's LGBT in a movie, right?
I don't think. And here's the thing. And you know what? Russia was given a big fucking whoop about it, and they wanted to make the movie rated R for this. There's one completely small reference, and it's not even confirmed. That's okay. The thing.
Because the stuff
and
that I
like,
was,
you'll, I don't want to spoil anything. You'll see it and you'll be like, "This is fucking stupid. This is not even. I don't know why anyone would have a problem with this." And once again, and Russia loses their shit and tries to make movie rated R over it.
Isn't that
and
how it was like, in
Beauty and the Beast?
It was like that Beauty and the Beast. Also, apparently, the scene where it's like, "Oh, he's gay," it was like, "No, is he?"
That it was literally the reference was two frames. No, and nobody batted a fucking eye.
Yeah.
And see, and that's basically what it did in Power Rangers. There was no issue of it. But of course, like I said, people need to make an issue of it. So there's that. But I thought the movie was fine. I went into it with pretty low expectations and I was excited toward the end. And I would actually like to see the sequels now. Now that we've broken the ground on the Power Rangers, now we're going to see more action out of it. But Elizabeth Banks did a great Rita. Bryan Cranston, he played Zordon. He did a great job with that. You also had
That was Bill Hader as Alpha 5.
Yeah, Bill Hader as Alpha 5, which, to be honest with you, the whole movie, I thought it was Patton Oswalt because it sounded like Patton Oswalt.
So, yeah. That's funny. As a part of me, it's a little disappointed that they didn't use, what's that guy's name? Something Horvath. Justin Horvath? Something like that. It's the guy that did Invader Zim, also did the voice of Alpha 5 in the original series.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was a little disappointed when I saw the trailer and stuff, and it's like, nah, I'm Bill Hader. And it wasn't like, Zordon?
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. Did he at least once?
Oh, I don't. Come to think, I don't think so, but there
Burn
was.
Burn the movie to the ground! Fuck it!
But there was some references. I mean, they said some stuff. So it was, one of them came off as cheesy, but it's expected. But I mean, I thought it was great. Like I said, I would. Best $5 movie I've seen in a while.
There you go. Jason David Frank, what's his name? Does he have a cameo or some shit?
Oh, don't tell
doesn't
me.
Doesn't someone have a cameo?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few of the Rangers have a cameo.
Well, great. So, now I can't see it. Now it's spoilers.
That's not a cameo. It's a cameo.
It's a fucking cameo.
Yeah, but I wanted it. That's sometimes a cameo is this fucking spoiler, man.
Yeah, but.
Just because it's a Power Rangers movie.
Okay, it's a Marvel movie. Hey, spoiler alert. Stan Lee's going to have a role in it.
No, yeah. That's bullshit. No. No, I'm talking like if you saw Wolverine in a Deadpool movie, you'd be like, don't fucking tell me.
That's completely different. That's a character, not an actor playing a different person.
Come on, but yeah. I still want to be surprised.
That's like when you go see 21 Jump Street and then like fucking Johnny Depp and the other guys show up or whatever, you can kind of expect that they're there. That's not a spoiler to the fucking movie.
Maybe it's not a spoiler, but it's definitely you would get surprised if you didn't know they were going to be in the movie. So now I just won't be surprised.
I didn't tell you where they're going to be in the movie, so there you go. There's your surprise.
All right, fair enough.
You didn't actually say who.
No.
Fuck!
Yeah, Walter Jones shows up as the janitor. I just can't, whatever.
He's got a Halloween costume on of his old
Rangers.
Zordon
was really Walter White the whole time.
Jason David Frank. He's now Ernie running the smoothie hut or whatever the fuck that place is called.
Well, that's what he was in the show anyways, because he's not the real Red Ranger.
There's a scene in the movie, Rangers, it's time to cook.
Fucking time.
Oh, my God. One, Jason David Frank wasn't the Red Ranger ever. He was the Green Ranger, White Ranger, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
God.
Two, Austin St. John is the first fucking Red Ranger. Yeah, trust me, I know, because I just streamed, Caleb and I just streamed all of it on Twitch just like last week.
Well, fuck Austin. He's not the real Ranger.
I'm up to date on my Rangers.
Yeah, I was about to ask you. I was about to bring that up. Like, you fucking, you watched a marathon.
Dude, okay, I grew up on, like, the first two or three seasons of this show. Probably about three seasons of this show. And that's really about all I watched. Because after that, it's just like, this is fucking crazy garbage. What is this? But like the first two seasons are the ones with like the Power Rangers that like everyone like remembers. You know, it's Tommy, it's Kimberly.
He just watches it. He's Zach. Like Tommy and
Bob Saget.
It's Tommy Kimber, Tommy Kimberly, Billy,
Trini,
Zach, Jason,
Billy, Zach and Jason. Yep, all of them. And like it's a great show. And like the like five episode arc of the introducing the Green Ranger and how he was evil and then how like they're friends with Tommy, but then like they're fighting with Tommy and Tommy's working for Rita. It was dope as shit. And then he loses his powers and he becomes the White Ranger. And that was dope as shit. Oh, so good. It was so fucking cheesy. It was so fucking good. It was so fucking cheesy. And it took me back to the 90s like that, but it was just, it was crazy. It was crazy watching it being like, I don't remember most of this.
Ants,
but I watched that whole series.
Ants just wanted me to bring this up to you. Jason David Frank was a Red Ranger.
Yeah,
but I'm saying he wasn't. You
the original
said the
series.
Yeah, not in the original series.
That's right, and I was right about that because I said he wasn't the original Red Ranger. So take that, take that.
I do like in the chat. Rampage was said. Rest in peace. Movie was ruined for me. Now I know the Power Rangers are in this movie. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep. I think actually Jason David Frank, over the years of all the different shows he's been on, I think he's been almost every color ranger except for
yellow.
Well, obviously pink and yellow, but blue. But I'm pretty sure he was obviously green, red, white, and black.
I know he was black and only. He's the only dude who's still jacked, like and in shape, isn't he?
No.
Austin St. John still looks in shape. He's got like a weird. He grew a beard, so he looks all barefaced.
I don't know. Filled out a little bit because he used to be like skinny, but that's the truth. I mean, like, look at me when I was 18 versus me now. Like, I was out of shape, but like, you know what I mean? Like, you get older, you just get fatter. It's just no matter how hard you try. But I mean, he also went into MMA.
Who did?
Jason David Frank.
Jason David Frank.
Yeah, Jason David Frank.
Like, yeah, his. And then there's a between seasons like 2 and 3, Billy. Was it David Yost gets fucking jacked.
He bulked
got
up.
Jacked. And it got awkward because it was like, you're not nerdy anymore, dude. Wear your fucking glasses and your nerd clothes. Now you're in tank tops, just like, look at me.
Yeah,
I'm barely. It's because Jason's gone now. We're stuck with Rocky and me. It was crazy. But he's still pretty, like, I mean, we've seen him at conventions. He's still
I guess he's pretty jacked too.
And then and Walter Jones too, the Black Ranger, like Zach, like
I take it all
back.
He hasn't
aged.
All of them.
He hasn't aged at all because black don't crack.
But like Ants was saying in the chat earlier, they all made it to there's a current picture of all the original Power Rangers that they showed up at the premiere. And they all took a picture. Well, all surviving members. Trini died in 2001 in a car accident. So,
but the like this, not I don't think it was the same day, but it was like the day. It was like September 10th, 2001, or some shit.
It was like right before September 11th.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it was like legit, dude. It was she died in a car accident. Like not too right after Aaliyah too, I think, or because Aaliyah died in a plane crash. So much death around 2001.
That's insane. But
and
yeah. So she,
and 2011. Never mind.
Hmm. What?
What happened to the?
I was thinking 2016, but I said 2011. I was like, I was trying to connect it. I was like, oh, every 10 years.
Yep. Yeah. Like,
the curse comes back.
Yeah, 2001 and 2016. 10 years
every
later.
Every 10 years.
Every 15 years, though. What happened? Okay, what happened in 1976?
Well, that's
how far
spirit,
back
man.
We have to go.
Bicentennial?
Well, that's 15 years before 1991.
Hold on. Celeb deaths.
1976?
Right? Yeah. All right,
1976. Famous deaths on this day.
No, it'd be, it'd be 80. No, wait. 91?
Matt,
2001. I'm sorry, I went to 91, not 2001. So 2001, so it'd be 86.
86, okay, 1986. We can't math.
Oh, God, that was the year I was born. It all makes sense!
Oh, my God, people started dying when you were born.
Yeah.
Yeah, let the death. Wasn't that, holy shit, wasn't 1986 like the fucking explosion of the Challenger?
Holy shit, there are so many deaths in 1986. This is unreal.
Doug!
Every 15 years! All because
every 15
of Doug.
Years. Holy shit.
All right. Somebody quote
Where
us on
Alex
this.
Alex Jones? Singing death metal somewhere.
All right. Somebody quote us. And in 14 more years, let us know who dies. We'll keep an eye out and we'll blame
I'm pretty
Doug.
Sure we'll know.
If we're still alive.
If the 8-Bit Geek is still here.
Yeah.
Doug may kill that too.
Member.
Doug may kill that too. All right, let's get on to some news, because
please let's uplift this fucking party.
Let's talk about some more death.
Yeah, Carrie Fisher.
Oh come on.
There's good news coming out of that though, and everybody thought that there.
Probably
well,
not.
There's not good. Okay. There's not good news coming out of her death.
No.
There's and good. There's good news for the movie that's coming out featuring her, which is Star Wars Episode 8. They won't have to reshoot anything from this film. Everybody was talking about it, that they might have to do reshoots, that it wasn't finished, that blah, blah, blah. But they said, we're good. Nobody has to do anything. So
Which means
she's alive.
She dead.
She gone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they have to write that character out of the movie, and that means that she gonna die.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Like, hey, don't worry, it's all good. She dead. Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought when they mentioned that. I was like, oh, yeah. Spoiler.
Don't have to reshoot anything because she's dead.
They killed her in the movie, probably in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, man, probably. But, oh, man. Oof. Oofa.
Oof.
Ooh.
Oof.
Ooh.
Speaking of more Star Wars, Disney CEO teases that another decade and a half of Star Wars films are coming. This for me was like one of those, duh. Like, did you really have to have an interview to get a quote for that? Like, really?
Unless they start releasing like a Marvel-style timeline.
They already are.
They already
are, kidding me?
Kevin.
Like, yeah, 7, Rogue One, 8, Han Solo, 9, Boba Fett. I don't know. And like, they have movies every year. Now, to be fair, Marvel does have like 2 a year. But
well, this is what... Okay, so... let's go back to when Disney first bought Star Wars. They announced this, Kevin. We talked about it on the show, how they were planning on doing 2 movies a year for Infinity.
But they're not doing 2 movies a year. That's 1 movie a year.
Well, maybe they'll get to 2 a year. But the point is that it's set up like the Marvel Universe, like you just said, that you want it to be done as.
I would like to see a physical timeline, please, or a display.
So you just want to see a photo?
Yes, give me a photo.
Guess what? I will be at Star Wars Celebration in a couple of weeks where they most definitely will be announcing some shit, probably at the Star Wars 40th anniversary panel. And I will let you know with a photo then.
You know what they're going to announce? The original trilogy.
For the next 8 years.
The original trilogy on Blu-ray?
Maybe. They still don't have the rights to this.
I thought they were working on that.
Yeah, we keep talking about it. He's not going to believe it until it happens, so that's the point. Okay, there was a quote that came out of it that was it's pretty neat, but he said, we're just starting to talk about what happens to Star Wars after Episode 9. It's way too early, and certainly nothing I can reveal, but we've got a creative team actually thinking about what could be another decade and a half of Star Wars stories. It's kind of mind-blowing to spend an afternoon with a creative team talking about that, where you could go or where we should go. Can I predict?
Why is this not my job? Are you kidding? Where do I applaud Bob Iger?
Disney.com?
And Kathleen Kennedy? Hold on, I'm just going to shoot my good friend Kathleen an email and say, listen, I've got ideas. And then you see an 8-bit saga movie.
Would it star me, or would you get the real Marky Mark?
Oh, I'd get the real Marky Mark.
Fuck you, Doug. This is never happening.
But I would dub it with you.
Okay. Oof. You were lucky, motherfucker. You fucking, you saved that.
Yeah, well, it has to look like him, so I have to get him.
Okay, fair enough, but it will dub me in.
Uh-huh.
Yes. People would love it.
Oh, my God.
I still want an Old Republic movie.
Yeah, I want them to give it to Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that, too. Just keep it going on and on forever.
Mm-hmm.
AMC is starting a streaming service, but it doesn't make any fucking sense because you still need a cable subscription.
What?
Yeah, it's going to be $5 to $7 a month and require a conventional TV subscription.
That makes no sense. That means they're still in contract with somebody and they can't get out of it, but they want to do this now.
It says it'll be an add-on to your cable. It already is.
That's bullshit. Yeah, I agree with what Kev's saying. I think they want to get into the streaming market, but they can't yet because they must have a contract with someone that doesn't allow them to do it. So they're doing it as an add-on. But the second that contract's up, they will cut that, and then you'll just be able to stream without the same cost.
Fucking yeah, stupid. That's what I'm thinking.
Hollywood is bringing back the idea that you can rent movies early for $30 a pop. And, I was thinking that this was going to happen while the movie was in the theater. Like that would be appealing to me because that's when I would mostly check something out. So maybe, you know, cause right now for 3 people to go to the movies, it costs me $30 alone for the tickets. And then it costs me another $30 for food. So that's a $60 outing once like maybe 2 weeks a month that we go see movies as a family. And so that's a lot of fucking money. And for $30, yeah. For $30, I'd be happy with sitting on the couch and renting something, but this is going to happen in between when they're talking about it. If this happens, it's as soon as 17 days after the theatrical debut. And then of course, somewhere in between that and doing and the Blu-ray coming out or the streaming deal coming out. So
yeah,
I don't know. Would you guys be down with renting something in between those times? Maybe you'd miss something in the theater that was like, shit, there's two great movies coming out. Only going to see one at the theater. Or in Doug's case, he's got a newborn. It might be worth it to be like, hey, I could fucking still watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I mean, the last movie I guess I went and saw, well, I guess it was, what was the last movie that just came out? What just came out? What big movie just came out? I saw something, Logan, right? But before that, you know, I try to make it to the big movies, but there's still many movies that I miss out on. Like, I still haven't seen John Wick. I still haven't seen Get Out. I still haven't seen, obviously, Power Rangers, the Lego Batman movie. Like, all these movies that I wanted to see, I haven't seen because of that reason. So, like, yeah, this is super appealing. But my concern is, you release something digitally somehow or whatever, even if it's a disc, that shit's going to get on the internet. I don't understand how they think they're going to...
That's what I was thinking.
Track of that, yeah.
I was like, if they're going to release a viewable version of it, like, you know, that's not a shitty cam or even like an Oscar copy, like, it's going to get out there and it's going to get pirated unless they have some kind of new technology that's going to stop them somehow. But people always find a way, and it's just going to show up on torrent sites. And once again, you know, you could get it from there for $3.99.
What if it's an encrypted box that you get from a company, and then that's how you rent your discs? Like, there, you can't hook anything up to it. It doesn't allow any kind of connections, and it's just a standalone encrypted box, and it's its own, like codec or something. I don't fucking know.
That seems way too expensive on their end in order to release those movies early, because they've got to, they've got to patent the encryption. They've got to make these physical boxes that are, you know, parts and labor. I don't believe they would go through that much trouble to release a movie that much sooner.
It'll probably be something like Amazon, where you just have a digital copy of it that you can access through Amazon, and then it expires after X amount of hours after watching, sort of thing. But even then, like, how easy is that just to, like, run OBS, capture, monitor, record, boom, you're done, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
there's so many different ways. Yeah, I mean, people will find a way.
Okay. So we wanted to bring up that there's some potential internet laws that are coming out. Today's the last day. If you're going to vote, you got to contact your government. Do it now. If you're watching this stream, contact your local senator. All these privacy changes, a lot of people don't fucking like. They're not paying attention to. It's not being really talked about on the news station because we have a president who gets all the airwaves. But this is really important because the Senate voted 50-48 in favor of a resolution that would repeal a set of internet privacy rules that have required ISPs like Comcast and Cox Communications. They have to ask users for consent before selling users' browser data to advertisers. So essentially, if this passes, it has the full backing, of course, from the new FCC piece of shit. What was he called? Is he like a CEO, or he just runs the FCC? The director of the FCC. He's gung-ho on just fucking letting every company rape you on the internet, like, just as much as they can. And so this is the second step in that, where they want to, your ISPs want to take your internet history and sell them at a cost, so that way they can get some money like Google can. And it's not right. It's nobody should have that data at all.
Yeah, agreed. It's literally like they're coming into your house and like reading your private journal or some shit. You know what I mean? It's like something that should be private and should be yours, mm-hmm. that no one has business to, but you. I mean, it's our piece of shit president, and I'll go on record saying it on our show, I don't give a fuck at this point, putting in his fucking worst people in charge of shit they have no business being in charge of. So you have this guy who does not give a fuck about the U.S. consumer. All he cares about are the corporations that are making their fucking money off of us. And yeah, that's why they're like, oh yeah, you know, they could totally sell your data. No, that like the open internet, that's bullshit. No, it should be closed. These companies should have the right to charge you for how much data you use. Blah, 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 you know, all this stuff. And it's fucking garbage. No, like, I don't understand how the fuck people in this country can look at the rest of the fucking goddamn world and then look at our country and go like, oh, we're the best country in the world. No, we're not. We're fucking garbage right now because you've let these fucking monsters take control and they're fucking raping your wallets and your paychecks and everything, and yet they still bend over backwards just to, like, suck Trump's short, chubby, orange Cheeto dick. Because they're just all it is to them is, I don't understand. I don't know if it's like some bullshit, like fucking church nonsense about like, oh, Jesus is a fucking Republican or whatever. That's not it. It's just a fucking bunch of crazy asshole fucking monsters trying to take over shit they have no business being involved in. It includes our internet and all that shit and women's like health and all this stuff. It's garbage. Fuck this country.
Oh.
Well.
Ooh, that was a way to end it. Maybe not.
Fuck this country for what it's become. You know what's a really good speech? If you want to know exactly how I feel, go watch the first fucking 10 minutes of The Newsroom.
Ooh, amazing.
Yeah,
that,
I know what you're talking about.
That's one of my favorite speeches, and that shit was so on point.
Yeah. I mean, again, we just have this country that, like, I mean, yeah, we used to be the fucking best. We used to be. And then at some point, I don't know when, we lost our fucking way by letting corporations be people and allowing them like more rights than we allow our fucking people in this country. It's mm-hmm. fucking obnoxious.
The power of the dollar.
I like Eminem's. I like Eminem's saying and quote from one of his songs in the past. It says, "I'm all for America. Fuck the government."
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was Doug's rant of the week.
I'm sorry to get super political. I'm sure there's people out there are going to absolutely disagree with me, but I'm sorry. The fact that there's like issues like this, that the fact that your own private stuff is being sold to someone for money because some dickwad who got appointed a position at the FCC, like who doesn't even agree. He's putting people in charge of stuff that want to dismantle it. Like it's just Steve Bannon trying to fucking like bring down the government because he's the fuck ass. Like,
it's almost everyone who's gotten into their position is a conflict of interest. That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And I agree with Doug, probably 110% there. I would have to say, though, I mean, obviously he's still getting on it. You can still, I think the most American thing you can do is question your government. And it's like, if you have issues like this where you believe your government is betraying you of sorts, fucking speak up, because if you don't, it's just going to get worse and worse. Once again, we're going on a whole nother tangent here, but basically the most American thing you can do is protest and stand up for yourself.
I just think this is the beginning of it. If you think that if the government says like, hey, internet companies, yeah, you can sell off the fact that Kevin looks at a bunch of gay porn, like in his search history and stuff. Well, like, what's gonna stop them from selling everything else, right? I mean, like, they already are trying to fuck up the healthcare system because they're fucking idiots. And once again, we're the only like first world country that doesn't have like universal healthcare for our citizens. It's fucking obnoxious that we can't fucking figure it out.
Can I say that I can't wait for the day that Kevin was searching gay porn. He closes his internet browser. Debbie's like, oh, Kev, I got to use your computer real quick. And it pops up and she goes to her website, and on a big ass bar is an advertisement serving him for more gay porn.
Why is it? Wait, why did I get pegged in the gay porn section?
Because you like to get pegged.
Yeah, I mean, you set that one up.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little bit of gaming. And besides,
please.
If we get political again, we all have to stop and use these voices. Welcome to 8-Bit Political. My name is Jeremy, and with me today, the guests are Kevin and Doug.
Very glad to be back, Jer. Just wanted to talk about the political discourse in America.
Yes.
I thought you were going to get into like this just screaming match again. Fuck it, this is dog. Fuck everything.
sorry to the chat. Why did I get back to the gay porn? Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Kev's
hashtag.
20s.
I love you, Ants.
Good job. Can we hashtag that too? I don't know why we didn't hashtag. We haven't hashtagged in a long time, but I think that's worthy. Oh, why did I get pegged in a gay porn? Hashtag that, please.
Mm. Well, there we go. Secrets out.
GameStop is closing 150 stores. Can you believe that shit? Like, it's finally starting to happen. They're going to be
50 out of 5,000 locations.
Yeah, it's a small drop in a pan, but it's happening. They're down. Hardware sales dropped 29.1%. Software dropped 19.3%. A lot of people are saying that this is a lot of it is directly geared towards the reason is digital sales, which I would believe it because a lot of people buy digital now, not. Mm-hmm. And of course, going other places, not being satisfied with the service that they get. So what they're going to do is this is kind of strange, but they're closing 150 GameStop stores, but they're going to open 65 technology brand stores like Cricket Wireless, and they're going to open more ThinkGeek stores. I think that works. That's a good store, though. And so, yeah. So, I mean, less video games, though, from them. I just think there's so many better places to get a game than GameStop. I don't like walking in there. Like, I just don't. Like, I like the ThinkGeek store. Those are fun. But a GameStop store, every time I walk in, I feel like somebody came up behind me, took my wallet, took a few dollars out, and then put it back in, you know?
And okay,
I know you're gonna
Doug,
stick
you
up for
to say
him. Because
I'm gonna kind of go on a tangent here.
I know you're gonna stick up
no,
for him.
It's all, I'm a little tired now, so it's all you.
He's gonna fall asleep now.
I'm handing you the baton.
It is really his time to fall asleep. So okay, I obviously worked for this company, and I've seen a lot of things going on in the many years that I've worked there. The best thing, the best thing I could see when I walk into stores now, GameStop. Their biggest problem is the staff isn't really to blame as much as what they're being shoveled to sell. And GameStop has become such a big multi-corporation of sorts where they're not just going with video games these days. They're going with digital content. They're going with ThinkGeek. They're going with Cricket Wireless. They're buying cell phones. They're buying tablets. They're buying all different kinds of electronics. They've turned into a fucking flea market of sorts.
Yeah, and, but not like classy items like Cricket Wireless, really?
Because I'm sure they had a better deal than going with a Verizon or AT&T.
I know, but it's just not one of the, when you walk into GameStop and you see a Cricket Wireless booth, you're not like, oh shit, I gotta get me one of these.
Right. Well, the thing is, GameStop is in many different, I mean, like I said, there's 5,000 locations. You're gonna get GameStops in urban areas where Cricket is actually the choice supplier. And like where I worked in Chicago, there was crickets almost on like maybe every other corner. Like it's a legit in certain neighborhoods, it's a legit business. Going back to it though, going into a GameStop these days is not just you, it seems like video games themselves are taking a back seat to the ThinkGeek merchandise, all of these like, you know, collectibles, as opposed, you know, phones, tablets, and everything. And then the video games will just be kind of like, oh yeah, we have video games too, when the fucking place is called GameStop. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is like when you walk into one now, most of them, the first half of the store is nothing but that. It's all collectibles. And then the games are in the back.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is like they're really switching around their priorities. They've gone through so much upper management in the past 5 years. Like there's people at the top, like CEOs, presidents that stepped down or even left to other companies because the direction that GameStop is going is basically, I mean, brick and mortar in general, especially the way it is right now with digital sales doing so well, brick and mortar is starting to go the way of the dinosaurs. And there's a lot of people jumping ship. But then the people that are staying are so set in their ways to thinking, you know, hey, they're like, hey, we have to go back to the basics. Yet they're holding people to higher percentages than they did years ago, you know, with reservations and subscriptions and credit card, because now GameStop offers credit cards. You know, there's just so many different things. And when you have a store full of customers, you don't have time to go through every single one of those. However, if you have them fill out a survey, which they want you to fill out surveys as well, you look and there's like 20 different things. They're like, did they offer this, 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 and this? And it's like, no, I just wanted to get in and get out. And they knew that. So they weren't going to waste my time. But if you say they didn't offer it, they're going to get a negative score overall. Mm. So they're pressured to make these fucking obnoxious sales. When, I mean, obviously them as gamers, they don't want to go through it, but it's the only way that's going to keep getting them hours for their store. It's the only way they're going to keep their upper management happy. Like, I mean, it's really a lose-lose situation at this point. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if you have great numbers and everything, most likely your customer service is going to suffer from that, because it turns into more of a sales pitch than it does of, hey, your local friendly neighborhood game salesman. You know, it's, I tried to be my, me personally, when I was a store manager, I swayed away from being the performance store and more toward the customer service. And my customer service was always fucking above everyone else, but my numbers didn't match because I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't bring myself to badger the customers that much. Mm. And obviously I didn't do a great job according to the books. But you know what? I had customers that remember me after all these years because of the service that I gave them. Oh. And I
and the beard.
And the beard. Well, no, I didn't even have a beard then. I had some sweet sideburns though.
I'd shop at your store, Kev.
And that's the thing. And it's like, I feel like a lot of the mom and pop stores can really thrive in this kind of situation because they're not pressured to sell, you know, reservations.
Ooh, they are, man. I got a shop down the road from me. It's called Galaxy Games, and it's just a mom and pop shop, and they sell all the vintage stuff, and they sell newer stuff as well. But man, there's people in there all the time when I drive by. It's a poppin' ass store.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, people want to shop physical games. Everyone, I mean, all three of us, we could all say we'd rather take a physical game, right? Than a digital, like something to hold on to, something to.
I don't know. Steam has really changed me, man. Like,
yeah, I would.
But
I mean,
if physical games are the same price as Steam games, would you buy physical or digital? Like, if you went to a GameStop and saw that,
you know what?
Say Grand Theft Auto was $10.
I, Kev, I want to be on your side, but I think the attraction of launching whatever game I want at any time without having to get out of my seat. Like, that's appealing to me, and I love doing that.
Yeah.
But what if you're not online?
Well, I mean, if I'm living in the dinosaur ages, then yeah. I mean.
Well, what if your internet goes down?
What do you mean? You could still play games without the internet. Yeah.
Somewhat.
The only games that you can't play are the multiplayer games, but Steam has an offline mode, and you can still play all your games.
Okay, but in the case of, you know, GameStop's not catering to PC users for the most part. I'm talking about PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
I mean, most of those games I have digital as well. I only have like one or two physical PS4 games.
I've got a majority digital as well, but I'm because of the deals. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying physical games, even collectors, you know, like you want to have some cool like Nintendo collection. You know, obviously you want to go physical on that because you can't show off a digital collection.
Okay, yeah, I could say, like, I could see it, like, if it was a collector or something like that, you wanted all that, sure. But you're asking the wrong guy because I'm mostly digital now, so you're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, I guess, like, when, you know, when Red Dead comes out, it still hasn't been announced for PC, but I will probably pick it up for probably the Xbox. That's why I played the other ones on. Probably the Xbox. I'll probably buy a physical copy of it, obviously. But, you know, the second it comes out for PC, obviously, I'm probably never going to touch the Xbox One again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I don't, the way I see it is...
And plus, you
I
get
mean, the
to...
Mom,
you
the
get
mom
to
and pop stores strive because of their service and the fact that you don't feel so pressured going in there as you do a GameStop, typically. Mm-hmm. And that's not, like I said, I won't put that on the employees as much as the upper management that pushes down on the employees. And thus, once again, they're closing 150 stores because these stores, I bet, I mean, there's a staff there that's working their asses off trying to like keep their jobs, but they're not meeting corporate, you know, fucking corporate quotas, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay.
Well, let me get off my soapbox there.
That's good. You both had rants this week. Blizzard is announcing a StarCraft remastered coming this summer. And that's pretty exciting for a lot of people who like StarCraft, the original. They're updating just all the artwork in the game. They're still making it, you know, this game is still played by, like, I want to say billions of people. Like
billions?
Like, China alone accounts for, like, 14 billion players or some shit.
I don't think that's a correct number.
I'm not even entirely sure there's 14 billion people on this planet. How many people are on Earth?
Like 120 billion or something. I don't know. But like 14 billion in China are playing this. That's a fact. Good numbers. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trust me. Good numbers.
Trust me.
The biggest.
Good numbers. The biggest.
Earth's population. Yeah, that's what I thought. About 7.5 billion people on the planet Earth right now.
Yeah. Like I said, about 400
million. And they're all playing StarCraft.
StarCraft.
What's really crazy is that, like, that used to feel like such a huge number to me, but, like, really, 7.5 billion people doesn't feel like that much anymore. I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know.
Especially when I was at the Cubs celebration, I was with 2.5 million people. Or something like that. Good like Lord. I was in a crowd of 2.5 million people. That was pretty amazing. I think that was what the number was. Maybe it was even more than that, actually.
And I know that's a lot of people. I understand it, but like, I guess there's just that part of me that just feels like it doesn't feel like that much. Because like, if you have $7.5 billion, like, you're obviously a billionaire, but there's people that have more money than you. Like, it's like, it's not that much anymore.
Nope, 5 million people I was among. let me change that. The seventh biggest gathering of human beings ever, and I was in that because I was in Chicago celebrating the World Series celebration.
The richest person in the world is Bill Gates, who has $81 billion. See what I'm saying? Just like, 7 billion ain't that much.
Hold on, I'm looking at
our numbers have been skewed. There's Korea, a lot of fucking people that'll be. I mean, easily 7 billion out of the 7.5 billion. We'll be playing this game. And the 0.5 will be the 500 million people in Africa that are in like places without the internet because the thing blew up and didn't make it to space
The thing blew up, their thing from Facebook.
The satellite thing, it was on its way up to space. It blew up and it didn't make it. And so now they don't have internet in some parts of Africa.
I'll go with that.
I miss the rains down in Africa.
So this thing is going to be free when it comes out, so you can expect the 0.5 billion to be downloading that too.
Free as in, like, if you own the original StarCraft, or is it just fully free?
It just says, once the update is live, the StarCraft Anthology, which includes the original and Brood War, will be free
to
download.
Brood War. I hit you with a French roll.
I block with my sourdough shield.
So that's good on them. Thank you, Blizzard. I wonder why they're doing that. That's usually not a move by Activision. Activision wants to make all the fucking money in the world. That's weird.
Well, Blizzard.
What's up their sleeve? Like, what are they doing?
You know what? This is the gateway. Blizzard will like put this out there and they'll be like, but we have StarCraft 2 if you're really interested in the series, and people buy that. And there you go. You've got a person hooked.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking about somebody who is hooked, The Witcher's creator, he sold his rights to the game and he took a lump sum instead of getting a payout.
Two bottles of vodka.
So he came up with this amazing world. He came in and he goes, this is what he said. I was stupid enough to sell the rights to the whole bunch. They offered me a percent of their profits, and I said, no, there will be no profit at all. Give me all my money right now, the whole amount. What did you learn? Because holy shit, what a deep world he created. Like, he still gets paid off the books, but just not the game.
Oh, I like the quote that came after that. He says, back then in Poland, fantasy was considered something for stupid children who couldn't even masturbate properly. Oh, fantastic. You deserve all of that lump sum, sir.
For real. Take your money and run. I wonder how much he got.
I wouldn't. If he sold it early on before three, I bet he didn't get much.
I would guess that he sold it around one.
1 million?
No. The first original Witcher. I'm sure he sold it before that shit came out.
Eh, that's a good point. I mean, he could have.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably literally sold the rights to the game. Yeah. He probably did. They worked out the deal, and he was just like, "Well, we'll give you a percentage of the game." And he went, "Nah, you ain't gonna make no money." Yeah. And now he's looking at Witcher 3, going, "Fuck me in my Polish butthole," because I can't masturbate properly.
Because I can't. Yeah, who's the dumb child now?
Yeah. You fucking idiot.
I do love the comparisons. You know, like everyone's got a problem with Mass Effect. Now that we're a week out of it, by the way, I guess we can talk about that. But the facial animations in Mass Effect are pretty terrible. And they were like, oh, yeah, there was a comparison picture. And it was like, you know, $30 billion put into this game, Mass Effect 3. All there was a bottle of vodka and some Slavic magic put into Witcher 3. Mm. And you see, like, you know, it just looks so much better.
Yeah. That game, you know what? Does anybody watch the next donkey or whatever the fuck his name is?
The next donkey?
Is it the next donkey or the next... the guy who, like, who's really funny when he does his reviews. I think it's called Next Donkey.
Angry Joe?
No. Is it Angry Joe? No, hold on. Next Donkey. Not the next Donkey Kong game.
When's the new Donkey Kong coming out?
Ugh. I don't even know where it is. I'd have to find it. Anyways, I'm playing through Mass Effect. I'm 14 hours in. What are you, Kev?
Is like it Donkey? I've been spelling. It's a Donkey. I've been playing mostly the multiplayer, so I've got a lot of hours into that. Maybe about 15, 20 hours into multiplayer, but single player, I'm still on like the
Hey,
first
fellas, I'm here with the new games.
He just posted the Mass. He posted the Mass Effect review, and he called it Mess Effect. And after watching it, I was like, well, I guess he's got a couple points. And
video game donkey?
Yeah, video game donkey.
It's not a bad game so far. It's a brand new beginning. But considering the quality of the game, like a game that's been 5 years in the making, and it seems like they released a game that was only 1 year in the making, as far as graphical comparison goes, it's not a pretty game.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at like the facial animations and the animations in general from even Mass Effect 1, like they're better in Mass Effect 1.
Well, and even when it came to making my, you know, I like to make, I think like everyone, 90% of the world likes to make themselves as characters in games. When it came to making my character in Mass Effect Andromeda, I couldn't even, like the facial hair in that game is atrocious. So I ended up just making some random barefaced ass, like just like regular, like clean shaven red haired dude, you know, because there was nothing that was going to look even remotely like me. So I just gave up early on.
Well, when I was streaming the other night, I made a comment on this. Like when you get out of your ship, you don't have a helmet on. And then all of a sudden, it just pops on. Like it just pops on. But in the past three games, that shit came out of your suit and went. And like it
what
closed
did
it do? In. And like just the, I was like, how could they fuck that up? So I was pissed off at that, but
it, and yeah, it's just, I feel like, and I can't say that they should have taken longer with it. Cause I feel like this was a situation where they're like, we've already put this much money into it.
Yeah. $40 million. Like you got to cut your losses at some point. I mean, we already knew that this game was going to suffer because of the fact of all the writers that walked out on it, the animators who walked out on it. The fucking CEOs weren't there anymore of BioWare. It's all EA now. So it's just a different company, and you can't expect those type of games anymore from them.
Yeah. Or at least not. I mean, we'll see it with another Dragon Age, because Dragon Age Inquisition won Game of the Year when that came out. That was a couple of years back, but I mean, that was a big game. I almost want to go back and play that and try that and see if that's better than Andromeda.
Right.
So I mean, and it, like I'm gonna give it a chance. I'm gonna play this game all the way through. I'll just say, in my first couple of hours in the game, I'm not really impressed. There's not really any characters that I'm completely hooked into. I'm not I'm not really sold on everything. However, you, like I said, you played 14 hours of it, so you might found some redeeming values in it. Either way, I'm going to finish the game because I'm a huge Mass Effect fan.
Yeah, once you get into the story gets a little bit better once you get deeper into it. I'm going to finish it, but I'm not going to do all the side quests because the side quests so far have been a little boring.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's our show. That's it.
Yay, we did it.
We want to go ahead and say if you're offended by any parts of this show, get over it.
Doug's email is
at the 8-Bit Geek. Come at me, bro.
Come at him. I'm sure all of our I think we have an audience that is pretty geared towards what our feelings are anyways.
But if you're not, we're open to the conversation.
Yeah.
We all live on the same planet. We all go through somewhat of the same things. I mean, if we have any issues, we talk about it. I mean, you know, instead of spewing fucking insults back at each other.
And
well, fuck you. What?
Except for Doug. And we still love you as people who like our show. So thank you for sticking around and sticking with us, even if you don't agree with the political views. We try to make them. We try to not include them. But this week, man, we just had to vent.
Yeah, there was one that directly affects everybody who uses the internet, and it's just fucked up. So sorry.
All right,
I went on a rant.
That's okay. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Love, hugs, and all that bullshit.